Hi there, listener. Thank you for joining me for this Christmas special episode of the Ski Podcast. You may have heard that the best Christmas present any skier or snowboarder could want has arrived. Lots of snow across the Alps. I'm in Tiin right now as I record this, and I'm delighted to be able to tell you that today was an epic day in the mountains. At 5 to 9 this morning, I was queuing in minus 9 degrees for the Showdown chairlift in Tiin Le Lac, and it was so worth it. We have had two non-stop days of snow. Estimates vary on how much fell. I put it at about 80 centimetres to a metre. It was pretty windy, so that's been spread around. But today, after that 48-hour snowstorm, this morning the clouds parted, the sun came out, and we had perfect conditions. Peace Gears had a flattering 5 to 10 centimetres of snow sitting on top of a groomed base. Off-piste skiers had cold, fine, knee-deep powder. It was just beautiful. Even in the afternoon, because all the fresh patches of powder had been cut up, it was still skiing well off-piste because it was so cold, floating around minus 5 to minus 10 degrees centigrade all day. But it was a fantastic day, not just in Tiin, but across all the Alps. So let's hear from some of our regular contributors from across Europe, starting with Alex Armand from Tip Top Ski Coaching in Lederzalp.
Hi, this is Alex from Tip Top Ski Coaching here in Lederzalp after a fantastic bluebird day with 60 plus centimetres of fresh snow on the piste and off the piste. Light fluffy powder lower down, a little bit wind affected at the top, and the piste had just transformed. Soft, fluffy, corduroy, perfect. Merry Christmas!
Let's move back to the Tarentaise and hear from Jen Sang from That's La Plan in La Plan.
Hi Ian and the Ski Podcast. Thanks for having me again on this festive Ski Podcast. And I'm coming to you live from the La Plan slopes on Christmas Eve. And it is absolutely a white Christmas. It's magical. So we are in the aftermath, or the calm after the storm, of the incredible 2 days of snowfall that we've had here across all the Alps, but in La Plan. And we must have had, in places, over a metre of snow that fell over the last 2 days, and it is fresh powder all over La Plan, all the way to the lower slopes, all the way into the valley. And so yes, it's Christmas Eve today, it's lunchtime right now, and it is freezing cold. It is warming up in the next couple of days. The slopes are much busier this week, of course, because it is peak Christmas week. And as beautiful as it was this morning, a lot of the lifts weren't open first thing in the morning because it has been so stormy and so windy. It took a while to just secure and safe, make sure everything was safe. So in Plan Centre, for example, there was only one lift open first thing in the morning, and then gradually everything opened. And fortunately, we were in Plan Centre as the Lovatier chairlift opened, and we got to have fresh tracks in the off-piste powder all the way down to Champigny. So this is Jen signing off saying Merry Christmas from La Plan. I hope you all have a fantastic time, and I'm off home to wrap all my Christmas presents and cook a turkey. See you on the slopes.
That was great to hear from Jen there. Similar situation in Tiin this morning. The higher lifts didn't open up until later on. They were just making everything secure. I actually saw some pisteurs up on the mountain and saw them throw a bit of dynamite over and set off a controlled avalanche, which was quite exciting. Never seen that before. Right, let's move further down the Tarentaise and hear from Alex from 150 Days of Winter in Courchevel.
Hi Ian, Alex from 150 Days of Winter with your Christmas Eve snow report from Courchevel. After almost 1 metre of fresh snow falling over the past couple of days, Courchevel is looking like it should for the festive season. As well as the snow, Courchevel was hit by very high winds, making for a very precarious snowpack. With a 4 out of 5 avalanche warning this morning, the pistes were blasting all morning, making the snowpack safe. I haven't heard so much banging on Christmas Eve since that time Mummy took Santa upstairs and helped unwrap his presents. Looking outside at my car leads me to believe that all the snow for miles around fell on my car directly. I think I need a bigger shovel. For those who are expecting knee-deep powder everywhere, they will be disappointed. Don't get me wrong, it's great coverage for some of the piste that weren't exposed to the wind. Without sounding too much like the Grinch, anybody who's coming on holiday for the next couple of weeks will have great snow coverage in the three valleys. And on that, I wish you a Merry Christmas, a prosperous new year, and until the next snow report, ciao.
Loved Alex's snow report there. Evidently plenty of banging going on in Courchevel. Interesting to hear what he said about the knee-deep powder. I was lucky enough to get some knee-deep powder today, but he is right. Those high winds have really spread the snow around all over the place. Let's move up to the Haute Savoie and hear from Bethany Garner, who was out in Combleu.
Hi Ian, this is Bethany, phoning in a snow report from the Haute Savoie. I've just been skiing in Combleu today, and yesterday in fact, and that's not too far from Megève, Saint-Gervais, Vallée de Chamonix. And oh my goodness, yesterday and the day before, it snowed so much. It was unbelievable, right down to the valley floors to 600 metres. And at Combleu, which is over 1,000 metres going up to 1,800-ish, we must have had over a metre of snow. Sometimes it was a little bit hard to ski on the less steep slopes. So amazing piece today with the sunny weather, with sun looking to continue all week during Christmas. Off-piste, lots of powder, but I would say make sure you check the avalanche forecasts. It's pretty high at the moment just with the volume of snow. So before you head off-piste, make sure you know what you're doing and you check the avalanche forecast. But honestly, anyone that's here for Christmas week or coming for New Year's week, you're in for a treat because we have got a lot of snow. Thanks and Merry Christmas from Combleu in the Haute Savoie. Thank you. Bye.
Bethany makes a really important point there about the avalanche risk. It was 4 out of 5 today. And strongly recommend that you are err on the side of caution, let's say, if you're thinking about going off-piste. Right, let's jump countries now and go to Italy, where Tim Hudson from Inspired Italy is in Val Gardena in the Dolomites.
Ian, Foy Weihnacht, Bon Natale, Happy Christmas from the Val Gardena here in the Italian Dolomites. My name is Tim Hudson from Inspired Italy, reporting on snow conditions. So I can tell you that last Thursday evening, was that the 19th, 20th, we had a big dump right across the Dolomites, somewhere between 20 and 40 centimetres, depending upon where you were. And it snowed again on Sunday evening, delivering something like 5 to 10 centimetres, again, right across the Dolomites. So conditions are absolutely fantastic. What I can tell you is that the skiing that we have been doing up until the last couple of days has been pretty damned amazing, to be honest with you, because there's been hardly anybody here and the slopes are just in fantastic condition. It is super, super cold and it's quite windy today. I've heard rumours of minus 18 this morning and I have seen temperatures of minus 10 on the top of the hills and minus 2 in the valleys. That is forecast to carry on for the next few days. And the next 2 weeks long range forecast is showing really good weather. So have a great Christmas wherever you're going skiing. And if you're coming to the Dolomites, do send me a message. Ciao a tutti.
Love the sound of the bells in the background there in Tim's report. Let's jump another country over to Austria and hear from Andy Butterworth from Kaluma Ski in St. Anton.
Happy Christmas, everyone, from a very snowy and very cold St. Anton am Arlberg in the Austrian Alps. As we're sat here today on Christmas Eve, it's minus 10 and there's over 2 metres of snow's fallen in the last 72 hours. It's been a nuts 72 hours. Snowstorms coming in from all directions, weather fronts coming in from the south and pushing up from the Dolomites and coming from the west, from the Swiss Alps, resulting in a huge dump of snow in over a 72-hour period. In town, so 1,300 metres in St. Anton, we probably had just over a metre fall in 48 hours. Up top, well over 2 metres. It set the base. The skiing has been fantastic, like quite phenomenal. On the piece have been perfectly groomed, have been really, really lovely with just that fresh snow on top of it. And off the piece, it's soft, it's fluffy, it's the perfect powder to be skiing in. As we move from Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, the weather's meant to be getting a little bit warmer. The snowstorm stopped last night, so Christmas Eve has actually been a wonderful ski day. And going into Christmas Day tomorrow, the 25th of December, we're looking at temperatures sort of in the minus 2 and 3s with clear blue skies and a bit of sunshine, like the perfect Christmas gift. Looking ahead a little bit further on, the weekly forecast is good. It's going to be the sun coming out again. So going into the new year, it's going to be, I think, quite nice and sunny with more snow snowstorms expected just after the new year. So his fingers crossed it stays on that way. But in brief, the snow conditions are phenomenal. The powder is perfect, soft, fluffy powder. Face shots galore, endless powder turns through all the powder fields, and the piste skiing is great. It's cold, it's crisp. It's the perfect conditions to be skiing in. So happy Christmas, everyone. Wishing you all a wonderful festive time and a wonderful start to 2025. Bye.
Wow, it sounds like they've got maybe even more snow over in St. Anton than we've got over here. Let's move to Switzerland now and hear from friend of the show, Simon Burgess, who is out in Grimentz.
Hi, Ian. It's Simon here from Grimentz in the Val d'Anivier. What an absolutely beautiful Christmas Eve we have had here. The past 48 hours had delivered consistent snowfall. I think yesterday in itself, there was 40 centimetres delivered. Waking up today to a bluebird and no fog was absolutely the best Christmas present that anybody could have asked for here in Grimentz. It's been powder line after powder line all day, and I've probably just had the best workout of my life. There was one run where the run out was too flat. I had to unstrap, and I promise you, as I put my foot down into the snow to walk, it was going up to my waist. The snow is still there. There's area of the resorts that we've waited to open. There is some really nice tea bars here in Grimentz that access some of the higher terrain. They're all closed today because of avalanche danger. But the rest of the resort, the trees are riding really nice, and I can't wait to go and check out what's happening in Zinnau as well. I'm wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. Stay safe out there on the slopes wherever you are. And if you're back at home, stick on a ski movie and enjoy your Christmas.
Well, it sounds like someone's made a great choice there, going to Grimentz instead of some of the bigger resorts, because that powder just doesn't get skied out as quickly, and it's still there a couple of days later. Now, let's hear from Dave Burrows from SnowPros Ski School. Regular listeners will know his voice well.
Morning, Ian. It's Dave from SnowPros Ski School. As you might hear from the birds and the tweeting stuff in the background, I am not in the Alps. So one of the things that happens when you change your life around and you move out to the Alps and try and build a ski school is that you don't get to go home for Christmas for about 15 years. So I'm in Hertfordshire at a country house hotel, and it is grey and miserable. But let me tell you all about what was happening as I left yesterday. So I had to dig myself out of my house. There's so much snow, and I live at 1,000 meters altitude. Just about managed to get out of the village that I was in, which is near La Croze in the Port du Soleil. That was absolutely crazy. So we've had basically a two-day snowstorm, and that has been, you know, it's delivered a huge amount of snow to the Alp. As I was leaving, people were talking about at least kind of a bit more than half a meter had fallen in about less than a 24-hour period, so it was absolutely crazy. Lots of snow reports coming in to me from my team, who are out working while I'm eating, you know, mince pies. And so conditions today, absolutely beautiful. Like, that storm has moved on now, and the weather is set fair for the rest of the week. So it's going to be beautiful, sunny conditions on top of a bunch of new snow, which will all gradually get more and more packed down, and the piste conditions are going to be absolutely brilliant. Base is set for the season. The pattern is very, very different to last year. So all this snow arrived, all this weather arrived last year, but it was warmer. But now it's really, really cold, you know, -3, -5, that kind of stuff overnight, which is going to make an amazing base for the rest of the season. So happy Christmas to everybody. Wish you all the best for the new year, and come skiing. It's going to be great this year. See you soon.
So thanks to Dave for that. Managed to get a snow report in, even though he's not in the Alps at the moment. Finally, let's hear from someone else who's not in the Alps. Mike Richards, regular contributor to the show. He was skiing in the Brecon Beacons in Wales. So let's hear how he got on.
Nadolig Llawn Iawn, a very Merry Christmas to all your listeners, Ian. Hi, it's Mike the Snow Richards reporting from a wintry Wales. Christmas arrived early on the peaks of Banau Brycheiniog, the Brecon Beacons National Park, here in South Wales, with great turns off Penavan, at 882 metres, the highest mountain in southern Britain. My ski partner Chris and I walked up in the gloomy darkness yesterday morning, the 23rd of December, hoping for a colourful sunrise, and we weren't disappointed. The Dragon's Breath mist lifted, and the snow-capped ridgeline was lit candy floss pink. The snow, consolidated into a 20-metre-wide strip, which ran for over 500 metres, was fast and smooth, which needed to be lapped a couple of times. After hiking back up to the saddle, we were able to ski halfway back to the car park on a snow, heather, grass combo. It's not every winter that we're able to make Christmas time turns in the Brecon Beacons, but as Tom Jones would say, it's not unusual. A New Year's Day storm is forecast, so we're keeping everything crossed that we can start 2025 with a bang. Well, that's it from me, and I hope all your Christmases were white.
Well, that was brilliant. Mike becomes the first person to quote Tom Jones on the Ski Podcast. I'd like to thank him and all our other contributors to today's special podcast. With conditions so good in the Alps, I wanted to share this snowy present with you as a bonus Christmas gift. Hopefully you've enjoyed it and it's given you a taste for the winter. Have a wonderful Christmas and New Year wherever in the world you're listening right now. And until next time, goodbye.